Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Full EV or plug-in hybrid? Go electric with Kia. For more, log on to kia.com.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Hearing that beautiful rendition of SOS in that ad during the break there reminds me to that there's a brilliant organisation called Suicide or Survive, SOS. They have an incredible website called suicideorsurvive.ie. The current CEO is our own Bob Carley from Funny Friday, Uncle Bob, who's a genius when it comes to wellness seminars and webinars and workplace wellness and online programs. They have an incredible website and they offer wellness seminars, and they are well worth a look again, especially in relation to what we're talking about. They run mental health and wellness programs, and their contact number, we'll put all this up afterwards, is 1-890-577-577. I suppose the message we're trying to get across is that there is help out there. Now, on to pivot again, to use that word that's all the go at the moment, Piri Bradshaw's contacted us from Germany, of all places. Piri, good afternoon.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for bringing me into the show today.
Okay, what's your request, Piri?
So my request is, we're out here having an Irish pub here in Germany, in Grafenwöhr.
Yes.
And we're looking for chefs, actually three positions, and I'm hoping to find somebody or three young people and who are interested in coming abroad and working here for an authentic Irish pub. My dad is Irish. He left Ireland in the 80s and unemployment, and that's why I'm here.
And your pub is open and functioning at the minute, is it?
Yeah, exactly.
And were you shut down at any stage during the pandemic?
Well, we did actually on the 16th of March, and we opened up on the 1st of June, so it was hard times here as well, like in Ireland, but here in Germany there is like a great program from the government that even though you're shut down, basically the Dole office still pays the employees money, and that's like up to 80% after tax, so it's a pretty good system.
Okay, but you're today, Friday, well, what are your opening hours today in Grafenwöhr?
Exactly, yeah. So the opening hours are basically from 5 till 1 o'clock, 1, 2 o'clock, and the kitchen is open from 5 to 10.
Okay. And you're looking for three Irish people, well, three chefs, it doesn't matter where they're from, three listeners who are interested in going out to work there.
Exactly, yeah, that's what we're looking for.
And do I need German?
No, they don't. Well, like I told you in the email that I sent you, that here is the biggest NATO base just outside of town.
Okay.
So there's about 6,500 people, German people, living here in Grafenwöhr, but also 20,000 American, American soldiers, but it's all around the world. People come here, and basically everybody speaks English. So it's easy to integrate because everybody, like I said, speaks English. So it's like,
And is there, by the way, what is the name of your pub?
It's called Irish Pub Grafenwöhr. Just very simple.
It's very straightforward. Okay. Irish Pub Grafenwöhr.
Exactly.
Okay. And what about accommodation for me?
So we have rooms upstairs, and they're just above the pub, and there's like a kitchen and wash machine and showers and toilets and all that available. And so we have all that set up.
But what happened? What happened to your previous chefs?
Well, you know, we're just trying to make it just a bit authentic, and and we're trying to get as much little bit of Ireland into Germany, into Grafenwöhr, and it's just easier if somebody understands this culture, understands what this is about. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay. And how your dad is there? What, since 1995?
No, the family business has existed since 1995. But my dad came to Germany in the 80s when the massive unemployment was.
Yeah, of course. And is your dad still alive? That's our massive period.
Yeah, absolutely. He is. Yeah.
Oh, great. Okay. Good stuff. Now, it's in beautiful Bavaria. And what is the COVID situation generally there?
Well, the COVID situation, I think Germany's handling it pretty good, you know. So there's obviously masks all around the place. In a restaurant like ours, we need to keep 1.5 meter distance between each table, each customers, and obviously wash your hands, sanitize it. Like all of these regular, like I think these forms are everywhere around the world. And obviously the situation has changed. Well, we just need to adapt to it, but life goes on like usual.
Okay.
Over here.
So it's a very unusual request. So you're saying anyone? What? You just go on. We'll put the details up, and we don't normally do jobs, but given it's so unusual, and you contacted us, it's in. You'll find you're on Facebook, obviously.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, and it's called Irish Pub Grafenwöhr, and if you look up NATO base, you'll get it there as well. And yes. are the clientele primarily soldiers?
Well, yes, but also retired people. And I would say basically we have 60% of the people who are located in the NATO base, but also 40% of our clients are German people who come here and say, listen, I want to be Irish, I want to feel Irish, I want to have Irish food. And everybody loves it. We're a very popular place. And we would just want to give also young people and also old people, it doesn't matter regardless, just an opportunity to take that chance and also come abroad. Because obviously if you don't speak the native language, it's a bit more complicated. So that's why we're also, trying to help other people and trying to help ourselves.
Okay, so it's three positions, head chef, sous chef and kitchen helper, period.
Exactly.
Okay,
yes,
that's
correct.
That's Piri Bradshaw, and you'll find them on Facebook. It's called Irish Pub Grafenwöhr, Grafenwöhr. That's been in Bavaria.